Jordan Spieth and I. mine's a little different deal than his. Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, we're getting ready for them to play. If for some reason they didn't, we have alternate plans, but we expect them to be there and be playing. And Roethlisberger's obviously one of the great players of our generation. He's one of the toughest, if not the toughest, quarterback in a long time. I've seen in a long time. They had one like him before, though, that's in the Hall of Fame. That, in fact, against Terry Bradshaw, when I was with the Oilers, we broke his throwing hand during the game. And actually, Tony Dungy hadn't finished the game, and we beat him there. We had him 2 weeks later in Pittsburgh, and he had half a cast on and played and beat us in that ball game. So, I mean, same kind of mentality, same kind of great player. Like they expect our best, we expect their best. So, and we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's a challenge for us. We obviously didn't play as well as we needed to last time. Ben said something about us being lucky. The way we tackle, we're lucky he didn't throw for 500 yards on us. So, they played well. We didn't play well enough. We do have some secondary guys back. That, half our secondary is back this game. They wasn't last game, and we're playing at home. So. Those two factors should help us.
With the torn ligaments, there's assumption that he can't throw the ball as deep or as far or as well as.
Can't go into the game thinking, you got to go into the game thinking you're going to get what they can do the best. And he's obviously one of the best, if not the best, in the league as far as passing, throwing the ball. And he proved it against us. So I don't think you can go in the game and say, well, he's not going to be able to do that. If something were to occur like that or somebody else is in there, well, like I said, we'd have to adjust, but we don't expect that. Yeah, I think he'll play well. We didn't help him enough in that ball game. I think game plan wise, we're going to change some things, and I think we'll do a lot better. Plus, we're playing at home. It's a playoff game. We've earned where we are, and we're going to go out and play our best.
How has Ray and Barrett really prepared this season for this playoff matchup to you?
Well, them playing as much as they did this year is helped our team overall as a lot of guys. We've played a lot of different players this year, and they've all come through and gotten better as the season went along, helped us in a lot of different spots. We won a lot of games with a lot of different players. So the experience that they've had and some of our other backup guys has really helped us.
What does having TJ and Darian there allow you to do that you guys couldn't do against them?
Well, they're two really good football players, and they're two of our best players. TJ's, I think if TJ wasn't hurt this year, I mean, he's an all-star player. He's a Pro Bowl player. I mean, he's a heat-seeking missile, I call him. So, I mean, that guy's a tremendous player. And then Stewart has come in and played really well for us and been our quarterback back there and helped, guide players. And when we wanted to double people and those things, he instructed everybody and helped everybody on the field, so it's gonna be good to have him back too. Plus, he's a good tackler. Both of them are really good tacklers. We didn't tackle well last game. You're getting two of your best tacklers back.
There's a lot of veteran experience in this team, but for guys like Shane and Shaq who haven't played in the postseason, what do they need to know about how the game changes?
Well, we've told them. I mean, it's a different level each time you go up. They played in the preseason. We told them, hey, the season, it's going to be another level up. And which it is, and I think they found out that. And it's a different level when you play in the playoffs. It's a different level when you play in the Super Bowl. So you just got to step up with it.
The Steelers running backs are a little bit down on the depth chart, but still ran pretty effectively. Kind of remind you of the Broncos back in the day, just plug a.
They played really well. Both backs came in and played really well. They didn't run the ball against us the last game at all. even with their best running back. So, you know, I expect them, because they did well this last game, to attack us a little more in the running game. But both of them played well. Both of them, they're different type runners. All three of those guys are different types. So we've looked at the film on each one of them and had our players let them know where, you know, how some of them bounce runners, some of them are cutback runners, some of them are just slash runners, and they have all those combinations.
Do you have to talk to the guys at all about not making it personal with Wallace to seek revenge on Wallace on the get-on route?
Yeah, I mean, Cody, well, we had him at Houston, and, right. and Cody's he's a good person, and I know he knows he made a mistake, and we just go on from there. We're going to play the right way, and I think we've learned to do that this year with this team as far as personal fouls and after the play and all that. So I don't expect anything but clean football from our team and from their team. Because Cody's the kind of guy I don't think it'll happen again with him either. And it hadn't happened since then. So knowing him personally, I think, and Pittsburgh, the way they approach the game, they don't try to get penalties. We're not going to try to get penalties either.
When one of their players uses a charged word like bounty and takes a shot at the integrity of the entire defense, what's the reaction to that?
Well, I don't know anything about that, but like I said, I know Cody Wallace, and I know he'll do the right thing, and I know our players will do the right thing. So,
how much of a concern is there if DeMarcus has to play with a brace?
You know, he's practicing with it, so he felt comfortable today. So, I don't look at it as being a problem. We'll see what he does game time, but he's feeling a lot better, and I think he'll be ready to go.
Coach,
without trying to inflict injury on Roethlisberger, how important will it be to try to get to him early and really test him in the pass rush?
Well, I mean, anytime you're going against a great quarterback, the pressure on the quarterback is always, you know, I mean, the coverage is obviously really important, but the pressure on any quarterback is what you try to do. And so we're gonna try to be ourselves. I mean, we led the league in sacks. We did sack him several times in the last game. We did put pressure on him, so we're just gonna try to continue to do that and do a little better this game.
When you look at that last game, would playing more zone have made a difference? Are those some of the changes you consider more in this
match? You know, the guy had a great game against us, especially the receiver. I think they didn't have any long plays. I mean, you know, that's the thing. So we missed a lot of tackles in that game. So I think if we tackle better, if we'd called a better game and had a better game plan on defense, we'd have been a lot better. We'll be right back.